Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
My heart is crying, crying.
Welcome back, 17 to the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. And my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Peter Meyer is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, the author of Creating and Dominating New Markets, still one of my favorite books, also Warp Speed Growth. Peter Meyer, it's Meyer Group, GRP.com, right, Peter?
That's correct.
MeyerGRP.com. So check that out, folks. And you can find, when will this article be posted that we're working off of right now?
I think this will be posted within the next couple of weeks.
Okay, so we're talking about earning long-term customers, folks. And this is a very important piece that Peter's writing, and you're getting a sneak peek at it. And Peter, well, I want to thank you for releasing the embargo and letting us talk about it on the show. Folks, this is a kind of advantage you have when you listen to my show. My Brain Trust members do this for us. They give you a sneak peek of stuff that other people won't see for weeks or months from now. So, okay, when we went to a break, one of the things you were talking about you point out in the article is about why people are interested. Why would they think about being a long-term customer? And you talked about the personalities of the salespeople, the selfishness of the customer. They want something. They want to exact some kind of a discount, and for that they're willing to make a commitment. But I just think wrapped up in all of that, none of this happens today, I think, if there isn't at least subliminal, if not fully conscious, understanding and expectation of trust. What do you think?
I think trust is absolutely important to this. But I want to be clear about that. As individuals, we have to trust ourselves first before we can trust somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
And the customer has to feel that they are in a place where they can trust themselves and their choices around you to continue to involve you. So I'm going to suggest a quote I got from a CEO friend of mine, that leadership is about making people like themselves when they're in your presence.
I like that. Say that again. Folks, this is going to be on the test. Go ahead, Peter.
Leadership is about making people like themselves when they're in your presence.
Mm-hmm. Making them feel good about themselves because you're there.
Yes. Yes, exactly. So it's not about them feeling good about you. If you have a good salesperson who sells on charm, that's nice, but that you're vulnerable then. You want the customer to feel good about themselves when they are with you and your people.
Right.
And the way to do that is trust. And the way to do that is for them to learn whenever they're with you. If they learn and grow their business because you're there, they're going to want you there.
Well, the trust part of that, Peter, is that when you make them feel better about themselves, they believe that you're sincere, that you're not just blowing smoke because you're trying to sell them something. That's critical. That's what leaders do, isn't it?
Well, a good leader is sincere, and a good leader emanates that sincerity, mental aroma, if you will, if that's sincerity.
Mm-hmm.
And each of us can do that. We can be authentic. We should be authentic. We should be with our customers in that way at all times. And when we are that way, our customers know it. That's what trust is about. They feel better about themselves when they're with you, and they can trust themselves more when they're with you, and they'll extend that to you.
Mm-hmm.
That's really a simple process. It starts with us being authentic.
Authentic. That's huge, isn't it? The authentic thing. And that means, and this is where ethics comes into the thing. Authenticity requires a high level of ethics. And when I say ethics, Peter, what that means is that I tell my customers what's best for them, even if it's not best for me. And when the customers know that, that's where the trust comes in. That's where the authenticity comes in. What you said earlier, they feel good about themselves when we're here because they feel like when we're telling them something, it's the truth.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And we need to be as clear and authentic with our customers as we want to be with ourselves. And when we do that, we stand out as being different.
Mm-hmm.
And more importantly, the customer feels comfortable about making themselves happy with themselves when they're in your presence.
And let me tell you where I become selfish in that whole scenario, Peter.
Please be selfish with me.
When I see that I've accomplished what I try to accomplish, all those things you just said, I know you do the same thing. When I get myself into that zone with that customer, and I'm really doing a good job for them, and I'm authentic, and they know it, I'm going to be selfish and ask them for a long-term contract.
Are you being selfish for you or for them?
Both. But I'm just saying, you talked about the selfishness earlier about the customer. This is where I'm saying, okay, I've earned the right to parlay this into a commitment.
And I'm going to say again, it's being selfish for yourself and selfish
mm-hmm.
for them.
Yep.
You're taking care of both.
Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you, Peter, I've told people for years, you'll be amazed how many people will sign a long-term contract if they're comfortable with you. All you got to do is ask them. But almost no, have you ever seen a customer ask you for a long-term contract if you didn't ask for it first? I've never had one to do that before.
And usually if they do, it's in order to exact something from you, like
right,
a discount, as
right.
opposed to a way to grow their business.
Mm-hmm. No, that's exactly right. And this integrated thing, that's another part of the leadership, isn't it? Being integrated. Because
yes.
Making them feel like you're a partner, not just a vendor.
And if you're a partner, it isn't a partner in saving money. It's a partner in growing their business.
Mm-hmm.
What they want is everybody wants to save money. Nobody ever says no to saving money. But our customers are primarily interested in expanding and growing and getting more revenue now and
mm-hmm.
in the future.
Mm-hmm.
That's where we can add the most value, and that's where we can earn the best long-term trust.
And that's where you bring in the part about helping them, your customers, help their customers. We're going to talk some
yeah.
more about this with our good friend Peter Meyer after these messages. Meyer Group, MeyerGrp.com is his website. This new article you're going to see on his website soon is called Earning Long-Term Customers. Stay with us.
You got to have.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.